Dublin.
Gözlerim.
Welcome back to another episode of G-Talks Radio. You are now tuning live offline at Secret Weasel Club in Brooklyn. I have Jack with me today.
Hi.
We're going to do a short intro of who Jack is, and then we're going to elaborate more on his practice and how that collaborates with like DJ and cybersecurity to bring accessibility and visibility of like individuals' practice. Thank you so much for coming. We have a couple folks in the house. Yeah, so a little intro of Jack. Jack Huang is a security engineer and DJ based out of Manhattan by way of Oakland, California. His stage name, OTX West, is an homage to Oakland Tech Exchange West, a digital accessibility program that refurbished donated computers and distributed them to low-income families, which was how he got his first PC. Currently in the process of synthesizing cybersecurity with his creative practice, Jack is interested in resistive strategies such as adversarial noise and audio jamming. His approach to music centers emotional sincerity with particular focus on aesthetic contradiction. So yeah, hey, a little bit about G-Talks and how it's now offline. G-Talks is something that I started since 2019. My name is Gunliel, by the way. The show combines oral practice and radio production and now physical video filming, which we have it over there. If you want to say hi to the camera and come a little closer. Yeah, so you are a security engineer and DJ. How do these two worlds speak to each other in your work?
Yeah, great question. Well, first of all, thank you for having me.
Yay!
But honestly, I feel like the overlap is just that they're both really like nerdy technical things. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always been to computers, and that's why when I started DJing, I just named it after, you know, how I got my first PC. It really opened a lot of gateways for me, a lot of doors. And with DJing, like, at first I just was really into the music, but as I really dove into it, there was actually a lot of like cybersecurity sort of like practices or methods that are actually pretty analogous. Like, for example, like when you dig for tracks, you're kind of hacking. Like, one of the first DJs I really looked up to, his name is like Gum MP3. He used to go by Dirty Bird. But he used to practice called like stenography to actually encrypt files within files. And like, he would like tweet like, hey, like, look for this new song that I just released, but it's like among these files. And like, it was like a whole thing where everyone online was trying to find how to do it. And it took a while until someone figured out, like someone who actually knew cybersecurity was able to do it. So that was like one of the first instances where I was like, oh wow, like, it's actually, there's also like just a lot of overlap. And actually, like, as I got more into cybersecurity, what I learned is that security, a lot of it is really like about culture. Mm-hmm. It's about learning how to share information, but in a secure and like sort of communal way.
Absolutely.
Like, you want to protect data. Like, and I think that's really similar like with like rave culture, right? It's like you want to be able to sustain these live underground cultures, but at the same time, you don't want it to get sort of like exposed by algorithms mm-hmm. or like corporate forces. Mm-hmm. You know, like we see like Boiler Room getting bought out, things like that. So it's like, how do you, you know, encrypt and how do you share?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's, those conversations go hand in hand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Could you walk us through like what adversarial noise or audio jamming means to you creatively?
Yeah. So adversarial noise is the idea of adding noise to data that basically makes it imperceptible to computer systems. So specifically, it originally started with adding like basically sort of like data onto like image files so that like image recognition data or like sort of facial recognition software wouldn't be able to sort of read, you know, what the data they're being fed.
Mm-hmm.
Now with music, there's actually really cool research done by folks in the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. They're coming up with an algorithm called Harmony Cloak.
Mm.
And the idea is basically to be able to process music so that it's untrainable by Gen AI. So as that way, it basically protects artists' material from being copied or like trained to create other art,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they're like trying to find new ways to protect artists' rights
mm-hmm.
and material. Audio jamming is more of like a physical practice. So.
Yeah.
It's this thing where you basically can play a frequency in a room that's imperceptible to the human ear, but it basically mutes out all surveillance audio, like recording equipment, like microphones and things like that.
Yeah.
So like that's usually typically used to like obfuscate like conversations that are like sensitive. Yeah, it's just like basically ways of like avoiding surveillance.
Mm-hmm. I think we talked a lot, also touched base on, you know, how you practice resistance, like digitally, like sonically, and mentioning, like we mentioned Boiler Room, or like, you know,
yeah.
Kind of dive into more in details, like emotionally, digitally, sonically, where, like when you are building a set, what do you really, how do you like combine all these specific focus that you have within mm-hmm. your practice while selecting sounds?
Yeah. Well, I think like resistance is always like a core ethos of like raving and DJing.
Absolutely.
Like you can see now today, like you see such incredible organizing by like organizations like DJs Against Apartheid,
yep.
right? Massive Attack just like announced that they're doing an artist coalition against censorship.
Yeah.
So it's always been such a core, you know, tenet of like music, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, especially with raving, like mm-hmm. the whole point is to build, you know, a safe space for marginalized people to be able to celebrate, organize.
Yep. Yeah.
So I think like always trying to keep that in mind when I build a set, like I think about what makes people feel comfortable and free,
mm-hmm.
And what makes people feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that also just starts by what makes me feel good,
mm-hmm.
and feel free.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like that's when I really lean into just a more like, I guess I would say I try to pick things that are just a little more non-normative. I
mm-hmm.
think like, especially with like rave and underground scenes, like you really want to embrace, and you should embrace, like the more the things on the edges, the periphery,
mm-hmm.
right? So I always try to look for things that like maybe people aren't really listening to. Like I love, my favorite thing is picking a track where like someone comes to me like, yo, I didn't think anyone else knew that track.
Mm-hmm,
I love
mm-hmm,
that. Like that's
mm-hmm.
why I like.
Yeah. Would you consider that like an experimental part of your practice, as in like experiencing, you know, I don't know, like different genres, or not even genres, but like messages, or like, is there any examples
kinda,
of that?
Kinda, yeah. I mean, I am not a classically trained musician, so
yeah.
I feel like anything I do when I DJ is pretty experimental. Like
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just like throwing things together and see what sticks.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a lot of fun. I mean, I've always really loved experimental music, period. Like I said earlier, like I really love things that are like on the periphery or like on the edge.
Yeah.
So like taking things to the extreme. Like I
yeah.
love things that are like hardcore, like really abrasive, like noise music. But at the same time, I like on the other end of the spectrum,
mm-hmm.
really like ambient, like field recording type things, like anything that sort of pushes boundaries in any direction.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is always super interesting.
Mm-hmm. What is your intention today for your set?
So my set today is, I would say, sort of like a journal, an emotional journal in the past couple months.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would describe it as sort of like a nostalgic, like heartbreak mix that isn't just about like the sadness of heartbreak. I think it's really the whole processing experience and
mm-hmm.
like getting out of it.
Right.
I think like, and through that, I feel like it's taught me a lot about like textures. I feel like when I first started DJing, I was really intimidated, especially because I wasn't like a, you know, trained musician, about like all
yeah.
the technical rules.
Yeah.
Like a lot of like old head DJs were like, don't use beat sync, like make sure you like know how to do this and that. And like, there's a lot of like arbitrary rules about like sticking to certain genres, you know, like learning by certain counts. But once I feel like I like, once I really start to get more comfortable and I start meeting more collaborators, I start realizing that a lot of it is just based on how you feel.
Mm, absolutely.
And I think like leading by emotion is really how I like to think about my music. So
mm-hmm.
like,
hi.
With this music, or with this mix today, I would say it's very much more emotional, which means a lot, in my opinion, like softer, ethereal textures, but also a lot of volatility. So like overall, a lot gentler as it progresses, but
mm-hmm.
the peaks and valleys are a lot sharper.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sort of resonates with like the emotions of like going through like a heartbreak, of like you can be at the lowest of lows,
mm-hmm.
but also like coming out of that feeling you're like higher than you've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in between sort of like is so disorienting and muddying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I tried to capture.
Absolutely. What is next for you, or like what is inspiring you lately? Because we really talked about, you know, the intersection of your practice and what you're doing with
yeah,
sound
absolutely.
And DJ. So
yeah.
What's next for OTX West?
Yeah, definitely want to continue DJing like as a musical practice, just continue to get better, continue to like express and find my voice sonically. As I said, like I'm trying to merge cybersecurity with music. So like I'm looking into classes at places like the School of Political Computation.
Yeah, SFPC.
There's a class I'm really interested in called Solidarity Infrastructures, which
yeah.
is basically teaching folks how to build like off-grid
uh-huh.
Systems,
mm-hmm.
like how to resist like corporate system of surveillance.
Yeah,
so like
yeah.
that's like super aligned to what I'm interested in. And I'm hoping to apply the things I mentioned earlier, like adversarial noise and audio jamming
yeah.
to that system, and sort of add that to the ecosystem.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm like looking into building a few projects. Like what I do at work is like I build a lot of like security toolkits, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of thinking about doing something similar for DJs, because like as I got more and more involved with like throwing like underground raves and things like that, I realized how tactical of an activity it is. Like mm-hmm. you have to really think, like especially when you're doing something like a renegade where you don't want to get caught by the police.
Yeah.
Like I've had to like show people, oh, like you can actually do this and that, and like audio jamming is like, oh, like exactly. there's a lot of like strategies that I think, like especially now, like as we need to like become more organized in order yeah. to like resist being sort of like subsumed right. by these sort of corporate forces.
Right.
Yeah, like equipping DJs, musicians, underground organizers with like the technology that like I know of, and I know that people are still working on, mm-hmm. For them to build more spaces.
Yeah, absolutely. Super excited.
Thank you.
So yeah, next we're gonna start with the set that OTX West is bringing us today. So enjoy. Thank you so much for staying quiet. Like,
thank you.
Yeah. I'm love you. Are you alive? Huh? What?
for you, baby.
We go together, tell them hoes we go together.
It's bad.
Nigga, we go together, tell them hoes we go together.
I swear.
Nigga, we go together, tell them hoes we go together.
I'm crazy.
Nigga, we go together, tell them hoes we go together. Keep a take me, let them pistols bang. If you fuck with me, go tattoo my name. I like to spoil him, then he do the same. I think we soulmates, you my twin flame. Tell them hoes that she did, I don't play about you. He got my head fucked up and he hella cute. It turned me on when he pull up on me in that coupe. They be asking what is we, I'm like my whoop-de-woo. He be telling me he love me and I love him too. I only knew him for a week, but I swear this my boo. I might let the nigga trap me, bitch, my summer cool. But I don't even give a fuck, do anything for you. We go together. If we go together, tell them how we go.
As I went down in the river to pray.